You're listening to SBS News.
Health Minister Greg Hunt has revealed Australia's National Health Plan, with the blueprint outlining funding and programs until 2030. While Australia is ranked number one in the world when it comes to clinical outcomes, Mr. Hunt is aiming higher.
Our goal and our vision is for Australia to have the best health system in the world. And in order to do that, we have to have a long-term national health plan and a blueprint in particular for the great challenge of mental health.
Mr. Hunt breaks down Australia's health system into four main pillars, which the national plan will address. Pillar one is primary healthcare, an area which Mr. Hunt says Australia is doing well in, but can further improve. The Coalition will be focusing on ensuring Australia's Medicare system is adequately funded, adding additional drugs to the Pharmaceuticals Benefits Scheme, and improving regional healthcare. In particular, Mr. Hunt says he is proud to announce the government will be creating an Indigenous Preventative Health Plan.
This is about ensuring in Indigenous Australia we are able to provide the support that people need. It has the very clear goals of ending avoidable Indigenous blindness by 2025, of ending avoidable Indigenous deafness, of defeating rheumatic heart disease over the course of this decade, and significantly expanding the rate at which women in their first trimester in Indigenous Australia are able to receive the critical health checks which will help transform their lives.
Pillar 2 addresses Australia's hospital and private health system. While Mr. Hunt believes Australia's hybrid system works effectively for the nation, he says the challenge is ensuring the private-public hospital system is well balanced.
Our number one goal as part of our next wave of activity with hospitals is to decrease the rate of avoidable admissions and to decrease the rate of avoidable readmissions, and to do that cooperatively with the states and territories. That brings us to innovation in our hospital system.
Pillar three is prevention and mental health. When it comes to prevention in Australia, the nation is leading in cervical cancer early screening. It has reached 94.7% of five-year-olds being immunised, while smoking is down to 13.8% of the population. Mr. Hunt says the Coalition, however, wants further improvements. He is aiming for immunisation among five-year-olds to be above the benchmark 25% and targeting less than 10% of the population smoking by 2025.
This may be one of the most important things I ever have the privilege of being involved with. We've already committed $20 million to the education campaign, but there is more to be done, and we will develop that with the health and medical and preventive health sectors. And the last of the elements of the Preventive Health Plan is what we will be doing in terms of obesity and working together with the states and territories on a national obesity plan, which we hope will get more people moving.
When it comes to mental health, the Minister says it is a national challenge, with 4 million Australians struggling with their mental health each year. It's a struggle that is all too familiar to Arshdeep Chima, who was diagnosed with crippling anxiety and depression shortly after leaving school. She says for many years, she suffered in silence.
I was kind of dealing with it by myself for a couple of years, especially coming from an Indian background. It's not really talked about, unfortunately, for a lot of Indians and for a lot of ethnic minority, especially. Like, it's very difficult. If there is a way of being able to sort of target those communities that maybe don't get as much support, it would be amazing.
Minister Hunt is hoping a three-year national survey of 60,000 Australians will help shape targeted mental health support and information.
3,128 Australians lost their lives to suicide in the last year for which we have figures. And so we have a genuine national tragedy. We identified that our number one task was further and deeper information at the base. And so I'm announcing that we will hold our intergenerational health and mental health survey.
The Minister also committing to addressing the stigma around mental health and creating a children's mental health strategy by 2020. Royal Children's Hospital paediatrician Professor Harriet Hiscock says funding for that issue is often overlooked.
Mental health problems are extremely common in young children. We know that over a 12-month period, 14% of children aged 4 to 17 years will meet criteria for a mental health disorder. And then there's a big group of children who don't quite meet the cut points but are struggling with mental health problems and difficulties on a day-to-day basis.
Mr. Hunt says the government has a plan to address suicide and mental health prevention up until 2030, with one main target.
There's only one target that we consider desirable, and that is to head towards zero for suicide in Australia. And by setting that objective, it says something in itself, that we don't consider this to be acceptable. We don't consider it to be something that the nation must tolerate. We do consider it to be something that we can address.
The government is also putting a further $10 million towards the National Health Plan's fourth and final pillar, medical research. It is hoped further medical research will make more clinical trials available and give sufferers hope. Minister Hunt is confident if the goals of the National Plan are met, every Australian will be better off.
This system depends on a vision of being the best in the world, and we can only achieve that with a strong economy. And we can only deliver that with a long-term National Health Plan and a blueprint for mental health development out to 2030.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.